Matthews takes the handoff.
When the Broncos and Chargers played back in Week 15, Mike McCoy was able to do what so many others who have faced a Peyton Manning-led offense really couldn't. Hang on to the ball, skew time of possession, and keep Manning on the bench. The Chargers had the ball twice as long as the Broncos, limited Denver's drives, and eventually won by a possession. Staying on the field and keeping the defense off of it, that is one of the main focus points as the Broncos prepare for Sunday's elimination playoff game.
You know, offensively, we got to make sure we keep our defense off the field, and we're moving the football on first down, giving ourselves third and shorts, being in more successful opportunities with that, and scoring touchdowns in the red area. You know, situational football is huge come playoffs, and I think for us, we have to make sure we do, you know, those things right.
Basically, just go over our mistakes that we made the first game. They did some good things on defense, kind of got us rattled a little bit, but make sure we're doing our keys and staying on our keys and making plays.
Just because something happened the previous game or two games doesn't mean it's going to happen again. And so you prepare for, you know, the game plan, but you go out, you have to be ready to adjust to a shootout, to a low-scoring game, whatever it may be. And you certainly see lots of different types of games here in the postseason. I've always believed that. So it's going to be a team effort. All three phases are going to need to contribute, you know, offense, defense, and special teams. And that's what we're working on getting ready for right now.